And how are you finding conditions here in the Barbados BCF Cricket League?
Well, first things first, I'd like to say it's been a pleasure having me on your post-match show this evening. The Barbados League is intermediate league.
This is Division 1.
Division 1, sorry, my bad. It's something that I've been interested in, being that not much cricket is being played back home in St. Lucia. I'm quite grateful for the opportunity with the Wanderers Club at this point in time. It seems to be a quite challenging prospect for me, being that I have no cricket back home. And I'm enjoying the experience so far, being around the guys, experienced guys, guys like Ian Bradshaw, Peter Edwards, and some young guys, Diego Stewart, Jason Green, and the rest of them. So it's been a quite good prospect thus far.
So why would you have chosen Wanderers as opposed to another established club in the, say, the Elite League?
Being that Wanderers has a quite rich tradition of West Indian cricketers, and the fact that at this point in time it has a very rich vein of youngsters looking to move forward in cricket, not locally, not just regionally, but internationally as well, I see. And plus the fact that they're looking to move up to the elite division the forthcoming year, next year, 2014, I see it as a very good prospect to be involved and to make a assertive contribution to that effort.
So do you see yourself as a long-term fixture within the Wanderers setup?
Surely, sir. This is my first year. I would welcome the prospect of being permanently here. And like I said, I've been enjoying it so far. The coach, Mr. Ricky, has been giving me much support and been giving me good advice. And I feel quite comfortable in this environment and don't see the reason why I should be here for a permanent tenor.
Okay, Craig. I don't have your bowling figures here, but the conditions so far for this game weren't really conducive to your type of bowling. But on a whole, how do you compare the conditions from here in Barbados and back home in St. Lucia?
I would say, first of all, the wickets are a little bit faster. If I may say so, a little more better prepared and a little more bounce. But all in all, wickets quite conducive for stroke play. And for bowlers, if you do bend your back or put in that extra effort, you surely will get wickets. And for batsmen, good temperament, proper stroke play, playing with that vertical bat, something is in there for them as well.
Speaking of good temperament, you made 37 quite stylish runs today. How was your knock today, in your opinion?
For me, I'm quite disappointed that I didn't really carry on to that figure of 200 that the coach and the senior players put forth. That was our target at the end of the day. For me, I think that I played my role quite efficiently and did fall short, but nonetheless, it was quite a good